Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Gail Rubin, the death educator, is in studio. I have to laugh because you're like the nicest person in the world, and that makes you sound like some anti-superhero.
That is my superpower. I bring light to a dark topic.
Yeah, that really is true. That really is true. Gail is the author of three books, A Good Goodbye, which is funeral planning for those who don't plan to die. I think that's a cute tagline there. Hail and Farewell, Cremation Ceremonies, Templates, and Tips, and Kicking the Bucket List. I love that one. 100 Downsizing and Organizing Things to Do Before You Die. And it also includes a 50-point executor's checklist. So all the things we're going to talk about today, Gail's going to be on with us for the first half hour. Gail, let's get right to it. Tell us a little bit about each of your books, because I think that's a resource our listeners are going to want to take a look at.
Well, A Good Goodbye, Funeral Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die, that subtitle was based on a Pearls Before Swine cartoon, which is on the cover. I did get permission to use it, about how we don't plan to die, and that's going to affect your other plans. Yeah. So this is actually a party planning book, basically, for the party no one wants to plan.
Yeah.
It covers the gamut of how to work with a funeral home, how to pull your information together, how to write a eulogy, contacting people, writing an obituary, as well as religious traditions. It's one of the few books out there that covers a range of religious traditions related to funerals.
Yeah.
And Hail and Farewell is all about cremation ceremonies, templates, and tips. That was, and that's got readings and poetry and outlines of services that you can pull together, whether you want it to be very involved or very simple.
Yes.
And then Kicking the Bucket List, I worked with the local publishers, Rio Grande Books. They had a whole series called the Bucket List Books. And it's 100 whatever things to do before you die. And this one is about downsizing. Two-thirds of it is about downsizing and why that's a good idea. And the last third is pulling together end-of-life issues.
And, of course, throughout the interview, we're going to talk about if you don't plan these things, what are some of those consequences? Everything basically goes a lot smoother when you're willing to talk about it now. And it's a tough subject. Again, you said you're shedding light on a dark subject. In the Christian tradition, and I know that you have actually have a lot of experience being Jewish with a traditional Jewish burial, which, of course, our Savior Jesus Christ had. And you even perform that, or you show people how to do that same service that Jesus would have had.
In fact, as part of what I also do is coordinate the Before I Die New Mexico Festival. And we will be doing that. It'll be our fifth year in October, October 30th to November 2nd. And I have done videos of our Hevra Kedisha team, which is the Jewish Burial Society. It's Hevra Kedisha means holy friends, or holy society, that volunteer to wash and dress bodies for burial. And we did do a video of our team actually doing that with a mannequin. Uh-huh. And I've gotten comments on the video that, like from Muslims who say, oh, we do pretty much the same thing with our dead as well. And it is an eye-opening, and it's a beautiful experience.
Mm. Well, and of course, one of the things that we do, particularly, and I learned this a long time ago, I don't know if I told you the story before, but I came on staff at Calvary Church in the early 80s. And, you know, I just wanted to serve. I wanted to be part of the staff here, and I was doing more administration on the business side. But I remember telling the senior pastor, Skip Heitzik, I said, Skip, you know, I will do anything you want me to do. I'm available. I'm, you know, I know the Lord's led me to be here. I'm all excited. But the only thing I'm really kind of uncomfortable with is I really don't want to do any funerals. So guess who got to do a whole bunch of funerals in the next 2 years? So Skip just smiled. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Skip just smiled, and I ended up. But here's what I learned, and that's why I wanted to bring it up, is you mentioned that your list is a party list.
Oh, yes, and a good goodbye. And yeah. I do have checklists for all sorts of elements, yes.
Well, that really is in the Christian tradition. It really is a party. We're celebrating people, mm-hmm. you know, going to be with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity to share all kind of positive things, mm-hmm. you know, things about the person's life. It's not just a memorial just to say, yeah, this person was a good person. This was an opportunity to like celebrate. And so I turned around my whole view on being involved in funerals. Although open caskets, they kind of get me still. So I'm glad you did that video with a mannequin. So I want to ask you a question from one of our listeners. And I happen to know this person very, very well. I don't even know if you've got your will in place, you have a pre-planned funeral with a funeral home, all of this, and you have a loved one, maybe elderly, that may pass away at home. Who do you call if they pass away?
Usually it's 911.
Okay.
To report a death. But you do need to be prepared for the emergency technicians to try to revive that person, unless you've got the paperwork. In New Mexico, there's a green form called PULSED, Physician's Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. So if your elderly loved one dies at home and you call 911, you want to make sure you have that piece of paper that says DNR, do not resuscitate. Or else they will try to resuscitate. You might wait a while before calling 911 to make sure they're really dead, assuming that's, you know, yeah. you want to let them go in peace. Or if you've already pre-planned with a funeral home, call the funeral home first and say, my loved one has died. I haven't called any. You're the first people I'm calling. And they will provide you with guidance as well.
Okay, so if you're a person facing end of life, and maybe that's not for 20 years, mm-hmm. when should the planning on all of this start?
Really, you can't start too young. Once you're 18 years of age, an official adult, I highly recommend at least the estate planning. And you may say, well, I don't have much stuff, you know, assets. What am I going to do with that? But it's a good exercise in reminding us of our mortality, that, yes, you will die. In fact, there's an app called We Croak, which if you sign up for it, it will send you a little message 5 times a day, just a little sentence about death and mortality, just to remind you, you are going to die.
You are going to die. Now, here's something interesting. We have another guest that's regularly on the program every Friday, Brian Cochran. He's the president of John Moore Associates. They're a financial planning organization. And they actually have a seminar, a webinar tonight I believe it starts at 5. You have to go to the johnmoore.com website to sign up. But it's a free webinar for widows, really. And the reason that they are identifying widows is because 85% of the married women in this world are going to be widows. That's mm-hmm. the way the data shows. Mm-hmm. And many of them are not planning for that eventuality. And again, a little sounds morbid, but we have the perfect person, Gail Rubin. She is the author of 3 different books about planning your funeral and talking about this and actually making it kind of a not just shedding light on it, but making it a lighthearted discussion.
My motto is, just like talking about sex won't make you pregnant, talking about funerals and end-of-life issues won't make you dead. And I've been doing this for 12 years now. So far, so good.
So far, so good. So let's go back to the planning topic. Should you just depend upon your children to make these plans for you?
Well, if you've seen my TEDx talk, I talk about that idea of, would you want your kids to plan your vacation for you? You know, this is your final trip. Do you really want your kids taking care of those details for you? I would say it's better you plan it yourself, or at least write down what your wishes are so people have some idea that they would be doing what you might want done.
Right.
And there are a lot of people, especially guys, who say, oh, I don't care, you know, throw me in a ditch. That is illegal.
Yeah.
But providing your wishes some guidance is a loving act for you to do for your loved ones. Because when you die, and people who love you are going to be grieving, and grief clouds your decision-making skills. And this is another reason to make these plans ahead of time. You can shop when your mind is clear. It's a big consumer issue because people get sticker shock when they go to the funeral home, especially you don't want to be shopping when you've got a dead body on your hands. You want to do this when death seems like a distant possibility and you can laugh and you can joke and you can learn what you need to know before you have a death that you have to deal with.
What are some of the choices that you and decisions you have to make in planning a funeral?
Well, of course, your disposition method. Are you going to be buried? Are you going to be cremated? And in that realm, there are new options opening up. Water cremation. It's not here in New Mexico yet, but that's a possibility.
Would that be because we have no water? I'm just...
Yeah. It's called alkaline hydrolysis. It's actually been around for decades, and it's just becoming more widely available across the U.S. and around the world. But also, you know, you could donate your body to science and as a result of that, get a free cremation. Do not confuse that with donating your organs. If you signed up on with your driver's license to donate organs, it's possible. And the reason it's on your driver's license is if you're in a car crash that puts you in a coma or, you know, makes you brain dead, it's a sudden death situation where they could harvest your organs. Mm. And that's why it's on your driver's license. But you do not get a free cremation automatically when you donate your organs. But when you donate your body, you can.
You can.
Yeah.
And universities and different people.
Right. University of New Mexico has an anatomical gift donation program. However, they have gotten full at times. And you might be counting on that free cremation and that and there's no room at the morgue and then you're stuck. So you want to have a plan B of where to get a low-cost cremation.
Well, this is, again, a listener question. When most people have an executor to kind of take care of liquidating accounts and doing different things if they pass away, how much money should you pay an executor?
You know, that can depend on the size of the estate. You could pay the person hourly, you know, anywhere from $20 to $100 an hour, depending on, you know, if there is a lot of assets and a lot of work to be done. Some trust companies will handle the work based on a percentage of the estate or, you know, the amount of time it takes.
Yeah. Gail, in addition to, I want you to tell everybody about your website, how they can access your three books and your TED Talk you mentioned. How can people access these resources?
My website is agoodgoodbye.com. And when you go there, there is a pop-up for signing up for my 10-page planning form, which is part of A Good Goodbye. And I also have an option where you can get the checklist, the 50-point executor checklist from the Kicking the Bucket List book. And there is a shopping page where you can order books and T-shirts. I have two different T-shirts.
Ah.
One says all men and women are cremated equal. The other one is the one who dies with the most toys still dies.
Oh, my goodness. You are definitely trying to have fun with something that most of us are just going, oh, gosh. I kind of like the first T-shirt, though, I must admit. I may have to go on and get that. I think that's a funny one. My children would probably like the second T-shirt better.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. It's a lot of fun. We are in studio this afternoon with Gail Rubin. She is the author of three books, A Good Goodbye, Funeral Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die, Hail and Farewell, Cremation Ceremonies, Templates and Tips, and Kicking the Bucket List. It's 100 downsizing and organizing things to do before you die. It also includes a 50-point executor's checklist for somebody that might be helping you after you die and liquidating all of your accounts and those kind of things.
And it helps you realize how much you have to pull together before you die.
Yeah, and I think that most of us don't thoughtfully think through all of this. When we come back, we're going to have about 10 minutes to talk about what happens if you don't do this planning, and then reiterate how they get in touch with you. So we'll be back with Gail Rubin. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. Gloria and Stephen Bonner chose Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates to sell their home. Here's what they had to say about their experience.
I became aware of Holly through the advertisements that were on KNKT, so I knew I had to investigate that and see about the expertise that she had. The first thing, she came over our house and began to identify practical ways for us to stage the house for the best return on our money. It was on the market parts of 3 days. Actually, one day it was done.
She had done her homework, and she had the comps ready for us. She just really knew what she was doing. She recognized that we felt like our home was a gift from God and that it was special to us, and she wanted to make sure that the right people got the home and saw it in the same way that we did.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book.
This is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Most people have never memorized their vehicle's repair manual, let alone even read the small owner's manual in their glove box. Not to worry. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians and staff will guide you through all the ins and outs of vehicle repair and maintenance. Whether it is a car, truck, or SUV, we're here to help you maintain your investment. We are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And don't forget, we have free towing to our facility with repairs. Just call for details. With all that being said, there is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. Yes, it's God's written word. In it, you find God's design and purpose for your life and how He made a way of salvation so that you and I may have eternal life with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Remember what David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." This is John Chitwood.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Author Gail Rubin in studio with us this afternoon. She's the author of three books. She's got some really interesting things you can access. She has a TED Talks and a YouTube channel and all kinds of things. I don't know how to access TED Talks. How do you do that?
If you just
Google it.
Google TED, yeah, TED out. And if you want just our Albuquerque ones, it's TEDxABQ.
Oh, TEDxABQ. Okay.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Gail's got all kinds of great advice. She's a funeral industry thought leader, very involved in the community, and you have a special event coming up with the Fairview Cemetery.
Well, yes. One of the other roles that I play is I am president of the nonprofit organization in charge of Historic Fairview Cemetery. It's out there on Yale Southeast. Now, you may be familiar with Fairview Memorial Park. That's the newer part, but the historic cemetery was founded in 1881. And when you go driving down Yale, you'll see these ornate gates. And then it just looks like desert with headstones beyond it. It used to so this is the final resting place of 12,000 individuals. Only 6,000 of those graves have markers. But of those people we have buried there, we have Governor Edmund G. Ross, one of our first governors, and one of the founders of our school systems here, Bernard Rohde, the founder of the Rohde Law Firm. Mm-hmm. He had a huge influence on education in this state. The mausoleum for the founder of the Gallus Automotive chain. And there's a U.S. senator. He was actually a territorial senator who became friends with Abraham Lincoln and was actually in Ford's Theater the night Lincoln was shot. So we are going to be doing on Memorial Day Monday, May 31st, 4 guided tours telling the history of some of these people who are buried in historic Fairview Cemetery. We're doing it as a fundraiser. We are in charge of maintaining a cemetery as well as providing materials to educate the public. So we're asking for $20 a person for the tour, but we're also having Model A and Model T Fords, the local Tin Lizzie and Poco Cuatro's Model A Ford clubs are going to be bringing out vehicles, and people can come and look at the vehicles for free. But I think it's just a great compliment because so many of the burials were of that era with those vehicles. So hope people can come out and help raise some money for Historic Fairview Cemetery and learn some history of Albuquerque in the process.
So that's Memorial Day, May 31st?
Yep, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And do they have to sign up online or do they show up and donate $20? How does that work?
You could do either one. If you go to our Facebook page, Historic Fairview Cemetery, just look that up on Facebook, and we have an event listing where you can purchase tickets that way. Or go to our website, historicfairviewcemeteryabq.org, and you can donate there.
So, Gail, let's get back to people that are facing end-of-life issues and what happens if they don't do some planning. So, for example, what are the most common problems for people that don't downsize and organize things now before they pass?
Well, you're going to generate a lot more stress for your loved ones because they're going to have to deal with so much more. Plus, they'll be stressed because they may not have the information they need to take care of settling your final affairs. So you want to reduce stress, minimize family conflict. If you haven't made arrangements, you're going to have siblings fighting over what mom or dad might have wanted, and maybe even making it more expensive to take care of things. I heard one story of a gentleman who had like 7 kids. He hadn't pre-planned. 6 of the kids agreed on direct cremation, and the youngest daughter said, "No, we need to bury Dad." And they wound up spending, I believe it was $16,000 to take care of that because she objected and he didn't plan ahead. So you can also save a lot of money by planning ahead.
How do people get in touch with you to get planning and those kind of things started? Because you do provide consultation for people.
I do. So if you want to consult with me, you can reach me on the phone. My phone number is 505-265-7215. Or drop me an email, Gail, G-A-I-L, at agoodgoodbye.com.
agoodgoodbye.com. And again, the books are called A Good Goodbye, Funeral Planning for Those Who Don't Plan to Die, Hail and Farewell, Cremation Ceremonies, Templates and Tips, Kicking the Bucket List, 100 Downsizing and Organizing Things to Do Before You Die, including a 50-point executor's checklist. Gail, I just thought of a question. If you go through a cremation, I know you told us last time that there are actually urns, like there are caskets, and they get pretty fancy.
Yes.
Are there rules in general as to where you can empty somebody's ashes if you are cremated?
Well, it varies. If you're listening to the EPA about scattering in the ocean, of course we're in a landlocked state, but if somebody is a ocean fan, you're supposed to go 3 nautical miles offshore to dump the ashes. I don't know too many people are going to go to that extent. to scatter in the ocean. If you are up on Sandia Mountain, it is public property. There are no cremation police, so you can scatter up there. I would caution people to scatter on the eastern side of the mountain if they're planning on doing that, because the western side belongs to Sandia Pueblo, and to be respectful of Native Americans' preferences, they don't want cremated remains on their side.
Yeah, and being in a state that's so multicultural, are you already mentioned some people that were Muslim and observing a Jewish burial ceremony.
The Washington dressing.
The Washington
of the body.
Dressing.
Yeah.
Have you gotten familiar with some of these other traditions?
Yes. In fact, I just did a Zoom interview today with a guy in India and we talked about Hindu and cremation traditions scattering Hindus in the Ganges River. But he also offers a service if you want to just have your ashes scattered in India in the mountains. They'll do that for you. One of the things about scattering, you want to know which way the wind is blowing, and
yes.
facing into the wind when you're scattering, you know, unless you want ashes in your face, you want your back to the wind.
And of course, most cremations to this point have used a furnace.
Right. Well, it's officially called a retort.
Okay.
And it runs about 1200 to 1800 degrees, and that vaporizes the flesh and leaving the bones and metal. Any metal implants are screened out and usually recycled. And we had talked earlier in this conversation about alkaline hydrolysis. So if you had a hip replacement, it would leave the metal hip replacement in good enough shape to actually be used again, although it can't be used in the United States, but Doctors Without Borders can use it in other countries.
And these are things that you need to think of in advance, because you can donate those items.
Yes, yes.
And I didn't really realize that you could make arrangements with a university like the University of New Mexico to actually donate your body even after organs are transplanted.
Generally, they prefer the body to be intact because ordinarily it would be used for study by the medical students. Mm. But there is a number of national body donation services as a backup plan that you could register with, and they'll take bodies with or without donated organs.
So one of these days, I'm going to have to talk to you about your conversations with your husband about what you do for a living, because, Gail, I got to tell you, it is fascinating. It really is. And you do, in a lighthearted way, make us all more comfortable with all of this. But I don't know. As I told you before, I was a little uncomfortable with funerals. I like to celebrate life. I like the memorial part of it. But again, dealing with the bodies and different things, I know that that person is no longer in that shell. They're gone. They're with the Lord. And, so the spiritual part of it for me isn't that important. But there is a grieving process, and you address that process in your books.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, if you go to my YouTube channel, I recently did a talk about Kubler-Ross's 5 stages of grief as applied to losing a car key. And it's true. I mean, we very often have some very common grief reactions when it comes to that. But, our conversations at home, my husband will say, hey, did you hear the news about, you know, they're legalizing body composting? I was like, I've known about that for months.
Body composting.
Yeah, in Colorado and the state of Washington.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gail Rubin, I appreciate you. We've already gone through our whole half an hour. You're such a blessing to talk with. I appreciate the encouragement you give our listeners, and I hope they'll reach out to you. It's a goodgoodbye.com, and you can find out all the information about funeral planning, obtaining Gail's books. And her phone number is 265-7215 if you need to call her. Gail, thanks for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Jim.